This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We are being encouraged, or in some cases required, to limit our gatherings for the Thanksgiving holiday. In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear mandated that indoor private gatherings have no more than 8 people and no more than 2 households together. So we want to hear from you about your planning for this Thursday and the weekend ahead. Give us a call at 513-419-7100. WVXU reporter Jolene Almendarez spoke with some local residents about their feelings. Here's that report.
For Sean Burton in Lakeside Park, Kentucky, this time last year was especially busy.
I got married last year on October 31st to my wife, and then we had our reception on the week after. And then a couple weeks later, we'd been fostering dogs, and we were what they call foster fail. We kept our dogs.
He and his wife, Amy Sershula, ended up with a German Shepherd lab mix named Rocky. But this year, right after Burton's 40th birthday in early October, the number of COVID-19 cases began to skyrocket across the country, and it's no better now. Last week, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine issued a statewide curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear issued tighter restrictions on public and private gatherings. This worried Burton.
So it seems like every time people get together, no matter how careful they are, infections happen.
West Cincinnati resident Kate Lopez knows that better than most people. She's an occupational therapist at Mercy Health.
This virus is bizarre, and it's really hard to anticipate what's going to happen.
She says mortality rates don't tell the whole story of COVID-19, though more than 250,000 people have died of the virus. She says others have long-term lingering symptoms, but her family so far has stayed healthy.
And so I'm kind of proud of that fact that we've done so well for so long. And I don't want anything to kind of mess that up, especially as the numbers are spiking. We're seeing numbers at our hospital that are higher than we've had the entire time. And I say that every day because there's a couple more. It feels like we pass that number every day that I go into the hospital.
She has to wear goggles when she interacts with patients and uses the same surgical mask for a week. Before the pandemic, she used a fresh one every time she went into a room where somebody had an airborne virus. For her and the rest of her extended family, her parents, 3 siblings, and 6 kids in the mix, the chance of passing the virus onto each other is too probable. They're not getting together for Thanksgiving like they do every year at her mom's home in Coleraine Township.
But my son was the biggest one. He's 11, and he was the one that 1,000% did not want to miss grandma's cooking. And so that kind of started the process. Like, wait a minute, we're not doing Thanksgiving, but how am I going to get the pretzel jello salad?
Pretzel jello salad. That's strawberry jello, a layer of whipped cream, and a pretzel crust. His grandma's specialty.
It's so Midwest. Yeah.
She says the family decided to do a potluck exchange the Friday after Thanksgiving and plan to enjoy a Zoom conference together on Saturday.
So we thought that would be a lot more a good substitute. But if we avoid this year, then hopefully we can still be together without any issues in person next year.
Missing out on the holiday traditions isn't ideal, but she says it has made her think about a holiday phrase she hears every year. Less presents, more presents.
And we say that every holiday season that we should focus on the non-material things. But I really believe that this holiday season is making us do that and appreciate one another. And feeling that loss of not being able to be together, it really makes you appreciate your family more. So I think that's definitely a silver lining.
Not everyone has been lucky enough to recreate the holiday with their family. Sean Burton says he's not headed to his parents' house for Thanksgiving either. His brother, who got COVID after attending a wedding, will be there. Something Burton says kind of irritates him.
We haven't talked about that, but he's my older brother, and so we've got that kind of dynamic where he knows what's right, and I'm just being silly.
He and his wife Amy might meet with her family for an outside gathering the day after Thanksgiving, but that's still up in the air.
We might, I don't know what Amy and I are going to do. Might just pick up something from Bob Evans or, you know, order pizza. I don't know. Like with 2 people, you can't really have a Thanksgiving dinner of any real size.
The CDC recommends limiting the number of people at gatherings this year, ventilating indoor spaces, and opting for online get-togethers instead of in-person. For more information about safe gathering tips, visit our website, wvxu.org. Jolene Almendadez, 91.7 WVXU.
And you're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks, joined now by UC Health Stress Center Director and UC College of Medicine Adjunct Professor, Dr. Kathleen Chard. Dr. Chard, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
And we also have with us Ohio Chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics President-elect and Pediatric Associates of Mount Carmel Pediatrician, Dr. Chris Peltier. Dr. Peltier, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Michael.
513-419-7100 is the number to call. If you'd like to tell us a little bit about how your family is handling Thanksgiving during the COVID-19 pandemic, we'll take some calls here momentarily. Dr. Peltier, let me start with you. We are seeing increases in COVID cases involving children. And do you envision that this is going to be a problematic week for younger people who, like you heard in our story there from Jolene Almendarez, so look forward to grandma's cooking during the holidays?
I definitely do. And then, you know, I think if you think about the other thing that's going to be happening this week, it's happening in my own household, is that our college age students that are out to that are at college are coming home this weekend or, you know, during the week. And so you're having an influx of people that have been outside of your bubble that are coming home and maybe going to visit grandma. We also know that what happens when kids come home from college, they want to see their friends from high school. And so really needing to talk with them about this is the year to, if you want to see your friends, you do it virtually, because I think we're going to see a huge uptake in potential exposures.
We should note that the Center for Disease Control, their recommendations on Thanksgiving this year is, quote, celebrating virtually or with members of your own household who are consistently taking measures to reduce the spread of COVID-19 poses the lowest risk for spread. Your household is anyone who currently lives and shares common spaces in your housing unit, such as your house or apartment. So, Dr. Peltier, I mean, that eliminates a lot of us from being able to get together, whether it be with our parents, our siblings, and certainly extended family with whom we don't live. I mean, that's the interpretation, right?
Exactly. Unfortunately, we've had to make a lot of sacrifices over the last 8 months. This is just another in that growing list of sacrifices. But if we really want to turn the corner and get through this pandemic, which hopefully the vaccine is coming out next month and will sort of slowly roll out, and next year hopefully is going to be a completely different situation. But I really think we need to limit gatherings, your Thanksgiving this year, to just your in-home family.
The vaccine news on three fronts now, as we learned this morning, is certainly a light at the end of the tunnel for many people. Let's turn now to Dr. Kathleen Chard from the UC Health Stress Center. And Dr. Chard, this time of year can be difficult for people mentally anyway. The holidays do tend to lead to a spike, I guess, in certain people's depression. What do you see happening this time of year in this very particular year?
Well, I think it's really important to acknowledge what you just said, that the holidays can be very stressful because of being around family. So one of the things that I know a lot of mental health professionals are talking about is, why don't you think about this as the year off? The year that you don't have to deal with maybe some of those issues within the family, that you don't have to have those conversations that you don't want to have, that maybe you were worried about after the election, meeting with some of the members of your family and how those conversations would go. And you know what? You get a pass this year. And so thinking about the blessing that actually does come from this. But I think the other thing is empathy. You know, we're all in this together. This isn't just one family. It's all of us. And being able to understand that we're all part of doing the collective right thing. And sometimes it can be helpful maybe to think about other people who go through this year after year. How about our veterans who were active duty service members at one time, and many of them went without seeing the birth of their child, went without multiple holidays in a row. And so just realizing, yes, this is 1 year. Yes, it's been a horrible year. Yes, this is Thanksgiving and then the holidays after that. But you know what? It's not going to be forever.
It's not going to be forever. That is absolutely correct. And we are seeing some good news on the horizon related to that. We'll be doing a show on that on Wednesday. We'll give you a full update on what the vaccine news really means. Let's turn to the phones now. 513-419-7100. I've got Barb on the line. Hi, Barb. What's your question or comment?
Hi. Well, I'm going to do Thanksgiving with my son and his housemates and my son's dad at his house outside under a structure that has no walls. And we're going to be really cold, but we're bringing a heater. And sort of surprised that we're doing this because I was just expecting to lay low and hang out. I'm from another state with my family, and they're not doing Thanksgiving. And I think it's really important that people just sort of decide it's got to be okay. But mostly, I just feel like we're all on our own with this pandemic because public health has become political at this point, and it's just really sad. And I know somebody who died within 2 weeks of the pandemic starting who was 48 years old, and I don't want anybody else to have that experience. So I'm going to enjoy my Thanksgiving. I'm happy I'm getting together with people I love, but everybody should just really pay attention and be safe.
Well, hey, Barb, before you hang up, I'm hoping I can ask you a quick follow-up on that.
Sure.
Because you've been touched by this in a tragic way. If you knew someone who was taken at a relatively young age and so quickly as this pandemic took hold of our world, you know, I read the recommendations of the CDC just moments ago that basically says you shouldn't do what you're going to do. How did you process that decision? Because I know you're not alone in this. A lot of us feel like we're making a reasonable choice to participate in some type of responsible Thanksgiving gathering. Can you talk a little bit about your process?
So when you say that the CDC said to not do it that way, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, the CDC's recommendation that we shouldn't get together with people who are not in our household.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah, so my son and his household are a germ pool and they're shut down. And they don't go in. My son comes in here, he wears a mask and I wear a mask, but if they're not long visits, so that's how we've managed that.
Sure.
And if he has any sort of a scare, he doesn't come in. I've been doing everything outside till the cold. His dad, I've been seeing outside. I don't go in his house. This is an open space. We can have at least 10 feet apart. So we're feeling like because it's outside, we're going to bring food. We're going to serve the food to ourselves. I mean, it's unbelievable how it's almost too tedious, really, the way we'll do this. But it's worth it because we'll have a heater and we want to see each other. But it's like going to be like sitting on our porches or outside. So I don't feel like we're gathering at it. We're not going to gather at a table. We're going to eat our food in chairs that are very spaced apart. And so, yeah, I mean, these are people who are I trust these people. They've been extremely cautious and pretty much locked down, except two of them do go back and forth from work, so we're very aware of that. But I just feel like, you know, the direction on this has been so chaotic from the beginning, and I'm not happy with people who are acting strange and saying the things that they said, like in the yesterday's Inquirer, but we are where we are, and I feel like we're all on our own. And I would do nothing to compromise myself. So this is a germ pool of people that I'm familiar with, and I feel like we're going to be safer than safe. So,
Barb, we hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for sharing that with us. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
So Barb's call leads me to follow-ups for both of our guests. We are joined by Dr. Kathleen Chard. She is UC Health Stress Center Director and also a UC College of Medicine Adjunct Professor. And we are also joined by Pediatric Associates of Mount Carmel pediatrician, Dr. Chris Peltier. Dr. Chard, let me start with you, because a lot of us who might be venturing outside of the house to, I guess, either cross the line or walk up very close to it are negotiating our own risk levels, or maybe we're reconciling some doubts in our mind. Can you talk about the processes that people are doing in order to have some semblance of a regular Thanksgiving?
Well, I think this is something we do every day in life, whether you choose to put on a seatbelt, whether you choose to have that glass of wine when you go out to dinner, knowing that you're going to drive later. We make choices almost daily of where are our lines about safety for ourselves, but also for other people. And so I think this just amplifies all of that is, where is my need to see my family going to be strong enough that I'm okay with a little bit of risk? And I think the hard part is a lot of people hear stories about someone who has COVID and they say, oh, it's just a bad cold. It's just a little bit of a flu. And I think the issue for all of us is we need to think beyond what it will do to us. And the fact that this is something that carries very easily. There are super spreaders who are never symptomatic. And think more about who am I going to see for the next 3 weeks after Thanksgiving? Am I going to be around anyone who's immunocompromised? Am I going to be around anyone who's older? Am I going to be around anyone who has any of the factors that might contribute to a more likely spread? And think, okay, if I'm going to take the risk for myself, can I promise I will not go out for at least the next 3 to 4 weeks to the grocery store, anywhere to visit a friend, another family member, because I may be a spreader without even knowing it. And I think that's the safest thing that we can do if we play that odds game and feel like we ourselves need to do something, even if we think we're doing it safely.
And Dr. Peltier, that's just it, right? We think we're doing it safely. We heard our caller there, Barb, suggests that, you know, I know these people, I know the risk, but then also added, you know, a couple of these folks are going to work. I'm at work right now. I'm inside 91.7 WVXU studios, right? So that does add to the bubble a little bit, even though we are doing all the appropriate, as we see it, protocols and such. But can you share your thoughts on the caller's?
I would be glad to. And I think it goes back to the piece that your reporter aired. I think one of the first quotes from someone she interviewed was that no matter how careful we are, right, we're learning this virus finds a way. So just some things, I would completely agree with the CDC's recommendations that really to limit it to your household. But we know, as we heard from Barb, that people are going to negotiate those things and may not do that. So I definitely have a few recommendations. And the first thing I want to stress is that obviously, if you have tested for COVID in the past 10 days and you're positive in the past 10 days, or you have been exposed to somebody that was positive for COVID and you are in that 14-day quarantine period, even if you've had a negative test, you should be quarantined and not be around other people. You should not be leaving your house. So I just wanted to sort of put that as sort of ground rule number one when we're talking about if you are going to have people over or if you're going to venture out, that you need to keep those things in mind. And then if you are hosting a gathering, I would definitely recommend to set expectations clearly. Let people know that if you are going to come over, that you're going to wear a mask. We're going to social distance and be 6 feet apart. We're going to be, I was happy to hear Barb say at least they were going to be outdoors. And then considering, you know, having a potluck like Barb is doing, you know, where you bring your own food and you eat on your own utensils, you bring plastic utensils, you bring your own condiments, and you really try to limit that exposure of sharing of foods to really sort of decrease the risk of potential spread. And I definitely, you know, I know we're talking about COVID and Thanksgiving, but I definitely want to remind everybody, get your flu vaccine, right? It's not too late. Get your flu vaccine before Thanksgiving.
I want to just reiterate that the protocols that we're following here at WVXU are the CDC guidelines, like the one that we referenced as it relates to Thanksgiving. I want to read some comments we got on Facebook when we asked whether COVID-19's current situation has changed your Thanksgiving plans. Nancy wrote to us and said, hopefully we can go for a walk in the park with our adult daughter and her family. We'll exchange food so each household can eat their Thanksgiving dinner at home safely. We thought we could eat together, but have decided it is no longer a good idea. Angie wrote, we will be meeting outside in person to exchange all the foods our households usually bring. Then we can see each other for a minute and share the same meal, but eat safely in our own homes. Laura Lawson wrote, I work retail, so the past several years I've had to work on Thanksgiving Day itself, but I didn't mind. We just pick another day to get together and celebrate. This year, we do get the entire day off, which sounds good, but will be bittersweet. I won't be visiting my parents, sister, and brother-in-law on that day and won't be with my work family. So 513-419-7100. I've got time for another quick call. Let's go to Mark now. Hi, Mark. What's your question or comment?
Well, this year is going to be the first time in 36 years that my wife and I have had Thanksgiving with just the two of us. And so we're going to make it the best damn Thanksgiving for just the two of us, or ever was. We're going to make the best of it.
Well, how are you going to do that?
Well, I mean, we're grateful for each other, for our health, and we're grateful that our kids and their families are healthy and happy, and just appreciate time together, and we won't have to clean up after anyone but us.
Well, that's something to be grateful for sure, Mark. We really appreciate the sentiment you share with us. I hope you and your wife have a wonderful Thanksgiving meal together.
Oh, we certainly will. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call, Mark. And we also posed the question to our followers on Twitter and got some responses there. Jen tweeted at us, "We typically cook and host Thanksgiving, so this year we're cooking a day ahead and dropping off food at our family's doorstep. So on Thanksgiving, we can warm it up and have a group chat dinner over Discord." So that is a pretty common theme we're seeing emerge from our comments, is that people are willing to make their Thanksgiving dinner together, but separately, it sounds like. And I suppose, Dr. Chard, that there are ways that we can get together and enjoy one another's company, even if it's not in person.
Absolutely. Using any of these telehealth modalities is fantastic. A phone call. I know one family who's already started writing letters of thanks that can be read at the table to each other, which is a lovely sentiment and something then you can then keep for years. And I think acknowledging it's okay to feel sad. Sometimes we think we're supposed to not feel upset. It's okay to miss your family. It's okay to be sad. But then the next step is to rejoice in what you do have. And I think one of the best things you can do is start planning for next year. I mean, if everything goes the way we think it will, it looks like things are going to be much, much better next year. And so maybe what everyone can do is start even a group email about what are we going to do next year to really knock it out of the park, given what we had to put up with this year.
Good advice from Dr. Chard. I'll go back to the phones very quickly. Billy. Hey, Billy, I've got 30 seconds. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks. I guess just to end with a contrasting plan. We're doing business as usual with our family, getting together with my parents, my sister, and her husband. So it's always a relatively small gathering, but we'll continue to do that. And just to remind everyone, I mean, COVID-19. If someone is infected with this disease, they have a 1% chance of dying.
All
so
right.
It's all about risk evaluation, and for us, as we assess the risks, we don't think that we're at a great risk meeting together.
Billy, we appreciate the call and sharing your perspective with us. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I want to thank our guest who joined us for this segment today, Dr. Kathleen Chard from the UC Health Stress Center, where she's the director, and the Ohio Chapter of American Academy of Pediatrics President-elect and Pediatric Associates of Mount Carmel pediatrician, Dr. Chris Peltier. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.